Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell Jason that I was really, really proud of him because he did almost the impossible. He had some wheels on his vehicle, and they were rusted in place, and he couldn't get them off, and he figured out a way of doing it. So we'll talk about that tomorrow with Kyle. At this wheel situation, not being able to get your lug nuts loosened, your wheel bolts off, even if you get them off, sometimes you can't get the wheel off the hub. It's amazing. And class, seriously, you ought to try it. If you live in a state that uses road salt, or the vehicle came from a state that uses road salt, or if you have a family member that drove the vehicle once during a snowstorm where they put road salt on the vehicle, that thing is going to rust and rust from now until it's crushed and or recycled or discarded, and that's a real problem. So here's something you might want to do. 5-minute university, 30-second lesson. This weekend, if you have a safe place to do it, maybe in a driveway, jack up the vehicle or leave the vehicle where it is and just one at a time loosen, see if you can loosen the lug nuts with one at a time with the tools that came with the vehicle, if you have a spare tire, okay? So what you do is just loosen one. If it loosens properly, great. Tighten it back up, use a torque wrench, go to the next one, the next one, the next one. Try all the wheels and see if the lug nuts will loosen. I think you should consider doing that, because the last thing you want to do is find out that you're on the road with a flat tire and there's nothing you can do to get that wheel off. Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hi there, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Really well, but Gwyneth, I got to tell you, I am not the only guy not the only mechanic that is seeing this problem with equipment failing. You go to Facebook Marketplace and you look at, freezers, and it's like $100. It don't work. Freezer for sale doesn't get very cold. Freezer for sale ices up and when it shouldn't. So there's freezer for sale, really rough shape, all rusted, but still works. How do things get in this condition? How do freezers get so rusted on the outside and on the inside? How does that happen? It's never happened to me. How does it happen?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Are they exploding?
Well, you sent me an email about that, and I do have the answer. So can you describe what's happening with refrigerators in Australia, and I'll tell you what my thoughts are.
This was actually in America. This was a Frigidaire fridge, basically brand new. Somebody brought this Frigidaire fridge freezer home. They put it in the fridge spot in their kitchen. They turned it on. It wasn't quite working right. So, they called up someone. And they said, oh, yeah, the fridge isn't quite working right. And it's sort of making a funny noise. So I said, oh, yeah, we'll go around and have a look at it. And they had a look at it, and then they went away. And then, a little while after that, the fridge exploded and destroyed the kitchen. I'm not kidding. It went, boom! And thankfully, the poor woman was not in her kitchen at the time. But, you know, they contacted Frigidaire for some comment, and Frigidaire says, oh, yeah, that's been happening a few times, actually. And I don't know what it is. Except the only thing I can think of is that the hydrocarbon refrigerant is leaking, and it somehow there was a spark, but you would think there was lots of scorch marks, and there just wasn't any scorch marks. It just exploded. Does that make sense? Can you figure out what it was, Vincent?
Well, sure. Sure I can. Class, there, you know, in the never-ending quest for more and more efficiency, and refrigerants that don't destroy the ozone layer of our atmosphere, companies have been switching to an old, tried and true gas. And actually, two gases. One of them is propane, and the other is butane. And there is a refrigerant called R600, and there's another one called R290. And they are combustible gases. And they are approved for refrigeration in different applications. I've been using a combination of propane and butane for many, 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 many years. I've never had a problem with it. I use it in our John Deere tractor, and I've been talking about it. There's a company called, I'll look up the name of the company, and I'll get that this broadcast. But they make and have been selling for about 25 years, and I was one of the very first customers to buy this. EnviroSafe, EnviroSafe. And they blend propane and butane and put it in cans and cylinders, and you can buy it. And it does not require a license to install it because it is propane and butane. It's not regulated per se for this use by the government. But, you know, you need to be careful. You don't want to put this in equipment that is faulty. You don't want to put it in a compressor that is not running properly. So it sounds to me like in this particular situation, this refrigerator was having a problem, and I think it needed a fan. And the fan would extract heat from the system. And because the fan wasn't working properly, if I understood this situation correctly, the unit would get hotter and hotter and hotter. And evidently it got to the point where the pressure built up, a leak developed, the heat was there, or a spark was there, and boom, it exploded. And literally, class, this is not an exaggeration. The refrigerator was blown into pieces, and the kitchen was damaged. The walls had some, if I remember correctly, the walls had some damage. The ceiling had some damage. It was like an explosive was put inside the refrigerator, and then it detonated. This is not just a little boom. This was a pretty big explosion, and I'm sure the neighbors heard it. I'm sure, you know, all the houses around heard this, and if it were an apartment building, everybody in the apartment building would have heard it, too. It was a pretty serious explosion, and so what is my reaction about the use of propane and butane? Well, it's a really good refrigerant. They both are. And they have a pretty low boiling point, and they use low pressures. So you don't have the horsepower necessary to run that compressor that you do with, you know, a Freon-type refrigerant. So if I'm not mistaken, the Chinese are selling refrigerators, little freezers. They have little tiny compressors. I mean really small. Almost big enough to do the job, almost. And they don't get cold as they should, because they were counting on the refrigerant, the propane or the butane, being more efficient. So they put tiny compressors in these little chest freezers. And I guess it's that 10% that I've been talking about. So if it takes 100 units to the minimum of 100 units to make a product, the Chinese know how to make it with 90. And, of course, it doesn't work right, or it doesn't last very long, or it doesn't fit right. And we don't make compressors, class. We do not make compressors for, you know, appliances that I know of here in the United States. I know Emerson makes some, but I don't think they go in small appliances. I think they're used for commercial refrigeration or home heating systems, you know, heat pumps and outside air conditioning units, those kinds of things. But I don't think we make small compressors. I think we've given that responsibility to the Chinese. So, and there's Mexico. And maybe there's a few other countries that make it, maybe India. But the bottom line is there are some risks in the materials that are used for refrigeration, and they are this. There's an ammonia type of refrigeration system. It just works and works and works and works. It has no moving parts other than the ammonia circulating through the tubes and plumbing and a heat source. Heat source can be an electric resistive element. It can be a small natural gas or propane flame that heats the system to make it operate. Now, the problem is it's ammonia gas, and if it ever leaks, it's really, really dangerous. It can kill you from the gas. And if it's propane or butane that has a flame, I'm sorry, propane or natural gas has a flame, there could be a fire from just the refrigerator operating with the flame. Just like a gas hot water heater or a gas heater in the basement or a gas heater in a closet somewhere, like in California. Then you have the Freon type refrigerants, and they deplete the ozone. And they say, well, you know, you can't release them into the air. Well, a lot of times there are front-end collisions with cars, and then the refrigeration system leaks, and all that refrigerant goes into the atmosphere. And then when they recycle refrigerators and freezers at the dump, who's responsible for evacuating those refrigerators and freezers and capturing that refrigerant? I don't know. So it seems to me that probably almost 100%, and I could be totally wrong about this, don't believe a word I say, but it seems to me that 100% of the refrigerant that is put in these machines, these refrigeration-type machines, leaks out somehow. Sometime during the course of the use or disposal of these refrigerators and freezers and car systems and house systems, and refrigeration gets out into the atmosphere and destroys the ozone. So that's dangerous because of the depletion of the ozone protective layer in our atmosphere. And obviously, the sun is getting hotter, and you all know that, right? We're having record solar generation here at the farm. And then if you use a refrigerant like propane or butane, there's a combustion or explosion risk. So there's no 100% safe overall refrigerant. There's no such thing in my world. Gwyneth, any comments?
Yeah, I would say that probably the Freon was the best. Aside, you know, because the thing is that they go on and on about Freon, right? And you never hear a peep about the exhaust emissions of supersonic jets in the stratosphere, which has got to be more harmful for the ozone layer than anything that we're doing here on the Earth's surface, because they're actually two different atmospheric circulation systems. So maybe eventually it will...
TUOT Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So years ago, automotive refrigerant was typically R12. As a Freon product. And it was phased out and replaced with R134A, which is pretty common. And the federal government keeps changing the rules on refrigerant. I mean, it's unbelievable how they mandate the phasing out of refrigerant. So those who are using the refrigerants get used to one of them, and then the government says, no, I can't use it anymore. And this has been going on for a long time, like 40 years, maybe more. And so there are two new refrigerants that are being used, and one of them, as I mentioned, is R290, R290. And that's propane. And then there's another one called R600, and that is butane. So those are two of the refrigerants that are being used, and it seems to me that one of them is likely the culprit in this explosion. And the manufacturers know about this, and one of the problems is if you have a leak, and is it possible to have a leak in a sealed system? Absolutely. Absolutely. I bought a freezer and I bought a refrigerator, and the refrigerator has either R290 or R600 in it. It was used, and there's a big red label, and it says something akin to, be careful, don't open this thing up, because it has a flammable refrigerant in it, either R290 or R600. I think it's 600. So I haven't experimented too much with it, but it works great. I mean, it gets really cold, and it's really efficient, and it's, you know, from the refrigeration mechanics, it's pretty good. From the explosive potential, it's pretty dangerous. And so do people who have these products know how to handle them and the do's and don'ts and be sure not to bang into the condenser or the evaporator or the refrigerant lines, to kink them and to transport them properly without, you know, putting stress on the lines, which causes them to fail under vibration later on? I don't know. But I'm pretty sure you've been in buildings, commercial buildings, that use these flammable refrigerants, like restaurants. And we don't know about that, right? We don't know what kind of refrigerant they're using. Gwyneth, any thoughts about that?
Yeah, it's everything's failing. Nothing works properly. Because, like my dad said, the world's running out of engineers. And, you know, when he would build something, he would over-engineer it rather than under-engineer it. And he liked to over-engineer things typically by about 10%. Because he said if you over-engineer something by about 10%, at least 10%, then you know it's not going to fail. And I guess the reverse is also true. you know, if you under-engineer something by 10%, then it's just about guaranteed to fail, right?
And right, let's talk about that.
I was actually saying that this was probably what was happening was that this was my hypothesis, was that something had gone wrong with the condenser, which was causing the fan to make a noise, which was affecting the cooling system, which somehow made the hydrocarbon coolant go kablamo. That was my chain of events that I thought. Okay. But, you know, I wouldn't have thought of that if I hadn't had anything to do with USA Prepares, because before you brought it to my attention, condensers were not on my radar. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and here's something interesting. So recently, there's been the introduction of hydrocarbon refrigerants, R290 and R600 in North America, in commercial and domestic refrigeration. It's happening, okay? So there are some environmental considerations that relate to this with the charging of these refrigeration systems at the factories. It's dangerous because these guys are working with flammable materials and compressed flammable materials, which can explode.
Is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. 53 of America's most secret documents have been leaked to online websites. Roughly 5,000 people have access to the documents, and White House officials have no answers yet. Coordinator for Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby.
We're all working at this very, very hard. We'd like to get answers as quickly as we can so we can find out where this breach occurred. But I don't know. And I think it would be foolish for anybody to try to guess how long that's going to take.
As the United States and the Philippines are holding their largest ever joint military drills a day after China concluded large-scale exercise around Taiwan, the escalation of tensions continue. The Chinese released a statement saying, Tsai Ing-wen brought danger to Taiwan. Tsai Ing-wen almost completely sided with the United States, pushing Taiwan into stormy seas. Washington criticized China's display of firepower as disproportionate. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Why today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So what's happening is, to mitigate the problem of, or to help reduce the problem of explosions, there are limits to the amount of refrigerant that can be added that happen to be flammable. So R290 and R600, there's limits to the amount that can be put in a closed refrigeration system. But there's, if you have a compressor, there are moving parts. There's a motor in the compressor. And the refrigerant is sealed within the compressor and the other coils, like the evaporator and the condenser and the lines that connect them to and from the compressor. So if you've ever felt a refrigerator, like in your house, when the compressor is running, you can feel a vibration. That's because there's a piston or a scroll that is moving, literally moving. There's a motor that has a shaft that turns, and it naturally produces vibration, very similar to what a lawnmower engine does. If you were to open up one of those sealed compressors in a refrigerator, if it's one that looks like a dome or a squashed jelly bean, you would find out that it has a piston and a cylinder and an electric motor and a shaft and a connecting rod and oil. You find all that in there. And if the refrigerant happens to be flammable, then if it leaks, there's potential for a spark. The thermostat that controls temperature has a little switch in there that is bimetallic, and typically what happens is they sense a pressure from a capillary tube, and that pushes the switch open or closed. And if it engages or closes, then there's a spark when that compressor starts running. There's a spark right there, and it's a problem. So if there's a spark, and if there's a leak of propane or butane, you got great potential for what happened in this woman's house, where it blew up her kitchen. And what's really scary to me, Gwyneth, is here at our farm, you know, we're responsible for what we do. We actually know what we've done in terms of equipment and what we're using. But if you live in an apartment, you have no idea what your neighbors are doing. You have no idea what the maintenance people are doing. You have no idea what these systems contain, whether they're flammable or not. You don't know. You don't know who's put what kind of adapters on gas plumbing or electrical wiring. You just don't know, because it's all hidden from you, what your neighbors are doing or what's being done in the basement of the, you know, big apartment building in the city. It sounds pretty scary to me. I don't want to be in that environment. Actually, I want to be in an environment where I'm in control of what's happening and I design what's happening. But that's not a common situation. The common situation is you move into the apartment, or you take a ride on an airplane, or you get on the bus, or you get on the subway, and you're at the mercy of whoever did whatever they did before you hopped on, or while you're on the bus or airplane or train or subway. I don't like it. I don't like it, and that's why I live where I live, in the middle of nowhere. So if our neighbor has one of these refrigerators that has a failure point and there's an explosion, I might hear it, but I'm pretty far away from the shrapnel. That's the way I like it. Gwyneth, your comments?
Yeah, I don't have any refrigeration. That's how I deal with it, because I live off-grid, and it would be too much for my electrical system to cope with refrigeration, so I don't have refrigeration. Actually, I know I didn't mention this in any of the emails or phone calls during the week, but I've got a project that I would like to go into, which is sort of tangential to this, but it's kind of related. And that is that I think I mentioned that I had way too many chickens. I had just too many roosters running around. And they're never going to be productive at anything except providing Sunday dinners. And they were eating a lot. They were a big mob of teenage boys, and they were hungry. And, you know, I said, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do about these roosters? So I sat down, I had to think about it, and I came up with a solution. And my solution was I built a smokehouse. Do you know what a smokehouse is?
Oh, sure. Sure. A smokehouse is typically, in the United States, back in the 1700s, 1800s, 1900s, I don't know if there are too many built today, maybe for people like us, but they're a small building, kind of like a storage shed, except, let's say, 3 feet by 3 feet, maybe 4 feet by 4 feet as a footprint, and then tall, maybe 10 feet tall, typically made out of brick in the 17, 18, and 1900s, and they would have a cross beam across the top of the structure inside with a pitched roof and a place for air to enter the bottom, and you'd put an animal in there, and you would create a fire, which would not a fire for heat, but a fire for smoke, and you would smoke the animal for preservation purposes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I did, except instead of making it out of brick, I made it out of corrugated sheet metal, because I have a house that, a ruined house up the back of my property on my land, and there's a lot of corrugated sheet metal up there. So when I need corrugated sheet metal, I go up there, and I've been doing this, I've been getting corrugated sheet metal off of this place for 10 years. And there's still a little bit. We're getting to the tail end of it now. But there was a lot of corrugated sheet metal on the roof of this place. And, the roof fell in and the walls fell in because it was made of mud brick. And so once the roof was gone, then the walls, collapsed. And there's a lot of junk up there. It's useful junk. So, but anyway, I went up there. I got some sheet metal and I carried it back to the house about 250 or 300 metres back to the house, my main house, and I built a smoke house. And by wiring the... I'll describe how I did it. I laid the corrugated iron. We'll call it corrugated iron. Yeah, it's actually steel, but whatever. I laid the corrugated iron out on the ground in the pattern that I wanted to build it, in the net pattern, so as if it was being flattened out. And it was going to go where, and there was a piece that actually came from the chimney on the original house. So it was like a 6-inch round hole that the flue pipe went up through. And I thought, oh, okay. And so that particular bit went in a particular place, and I made sure that the flue pipe hole was at the bottom. And that provides the ventilation coming in through the bottom of the smokehouse for the air to come in for the fire that burns. And then at the top, there's a gap between the roofing piece, the piece of corrugated iron that was for the roof, and the door that's maybe about 1.5 or 2 inches wide, and that is the ventilation. So that's where the smoke goes out. And just laid out these four pieces of corrugated roofing iron out, and then I put them together, laid flat, and I got a hammer, I got a vice grip, and I got a roofing nail, put the roofing nail in the vice grip, and went blam with the hammer and made a hole through both sheets of roofing iron in each place that I wanted a tie wire to go. And I had it so the whole thing was tied together with, the farmer's tie wire that they use for making fences.
Yeah, baling wire.
I used to tie it all together with. And so I got it so that it was all put together. And then, I had three sides tied together. And then before I put it up, I got the piece that I had for my roof. That was another piece of roofing iron. And a shorter piece that I had left cut over from another project. And then I did the same thing. I went around to each piece and I went blam, 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 with the basket, the roofing nail and the hammer. And it's best if you do it in the valleys rather than in the peaks, is what I've learned. So if you do it in the valleys, it's less work, and you're not gonna deform your metal quite so much. That's it. And so I stood it up and I tied it together. I tied it together and then I stood it up. And then after I stood it up, then I put the roof on and I tied the roof on. And I dug a U-shaped hole in the ground, so the shape of the three pieces of roofing iron where I wanted the thing to be. And then I walked the whole structure across to the shallow hole, you know, only about 6 inches deep. Walked the whole thing across to where I'd put the hole in the ground, and then sunk it into the ground and then backfilled it. And that's pretty well, that nothing's going to move that.
And then it sounds like it'll work just fine. There's only one caution that I would advise you of, and that is zinc toxicity. And the kind of corrugated material that you're using, the sheet metal, that's in a wavy pattern, there are two kinds of coatings. One is paint, and the other is galvanized coating. And the galvanizing is done with zinc. And you can get pretty sick if you overdo the zinc. So if the fire gets hot and the fire tends to volatilize, if you will, the zinc into the air, into the meat, you could get sick, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, those kinds of things. So if any of that happens, be careful. So there's another way you could do it, and that is if you have 55-gallon barrels that that weren't used for toxic materials, you could put one on top of another, kind of tack weld them together and make a vertical pipe.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You're talking about smokehouses. Back in the 80s, my parents bought a house that used to be on a large farm, but it had been cut up and subdivided. And so there was several acres with this house. It was a manor house. It was magnificent. It was built in 1844. It had a slate roof. It had 6 bedrooms, 2-story colonial, and it had a fireplace in every room. Every room except the room that they converted into a bathroom. Every room had a fireplace. The living room had 2 fireplaces. The doors were about, inside interior doors were about 8 feet tall, 9 feet tall. Absolutely magnificent. But it had fallen into disrepair, and my parents bought it and spent 11 years restoring it. And when I say restoring it, I'm talking about reglazing all the windows, reglazing the chimneys. My dad took the siding off, and the inside was good. The outside was kind of rough, so he took the siding off the house, and it was like clapboard siding. Turned it around and put it back on, and took the staircase apart, which was, a huge staircase. Took the spindles off. My mom refinished them. Did a great job. This house had everything. It was a railroad tycoon's house, built in 1844, and it had, right outside the back door, it had a brick smokehouse, the smokehouse that I described. So the wealthy had these. They did, and they had, all the luxuries of the day, including a cistern. And the cistern was plumbed in from the slate roof, so the water would run off the roof through to the gutters, down the downspouts, into the cistern with a hand pump well. This is 1844 technology, best you could get. But it took a lot of money to do that. And the house was very hard to heat. The walls were about a foot thick, no insulation whatsoever. So my dad and I put plumbing in it. Heating, electrical, insulation. It was a labor of love. But we got a chance to see how life was back in the 1840s. And it was quite impressive to see the smokehouse. And it was exactly what we're talking about. So, Gwyneth, I wanted to mention that you can be off-grid and you can have refrigeration if you want. And the way to do that, if I were at your farm, the way to do it would be to use an ammonia refrigerator. So the ammonia is a refrigerant. There are no moving parts. There's no compressor. There's no electricity needed. And the way it works is the ammonia gas is captured in some plumbing, some tubing. And there's some coils, if you will, or fins, and a flame. And the flame heats part of the tubing, and it causes the ammonia to travel through the tubing, and it actually cools. So the flame is used in one portion of the refrigerator. You can actually have a freezer compartment and a refrigerator with a very small propane flame, kind of like a pilot light. That's all it takes to run this thing. It's absolutely quiet, no sound, no noise, but you need to vent it outside. And I bought one. And you can buy them for like $50, 50, because people who have campers seem to get rid of them. They want to get rid of these things and replace them with a different one. So they are typically 12 volt or 120 volt and propane, switchable. You can select what you want to run this on. And they absolutely positively work. But they take like half a day to get going. So, I mean, if you light the flame and you expect it to get cold right away, you'll be disappointed. It takes about half a day to get the system working so that it will start cooling down. And it will last years.
I'll tell you what, Vincent.
Yeah.
I actually have an old 12-volt camping fridge here. And I've been considering whether I should bring it in to my 12-volt battery and see if I can get it going. And I tried getting it going, but, with a propane bottle, it works on propane, it works on 12-volt, and it works on 240-volt. And I tried getting it going on propane, and I didn't like having propane close to the house. A big propane tank really close to the house. So I thought, I'm not sure I want to do this. So this was like one of the 4-foot-tall propane bottles that you get. And so yeah. I sort of put the propane to one side. I detached it, put the propane away from the house, still stored somewhere away from the house, basically a full bottle. But now I've got the 12-volt set up inside my living room, and I'm thinking that I might get the propane fridge. I'd like to actually talk about this some more.
We'll do that on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about 12 volts versus 220, 240, and propane.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.